Today, as we celebrate this feast of Our Lady, the Most Holy Rosary, we all, of course, know that this was instituted after the Battle of Lepanto, when the Christian forces were about to be overrun by the Muslim forces. And had that happened, Europe would have become entirely Muslim. And so, beyond all odds, because the Pope had asked everybody to pray the Rosary, that victory came about. And this was originally called Our Lady of Victory, and then was changed a few years later to Our Lady of the Rosary. But regardless, we all have to look at the situation as it is today and realize that there is something that is even worse that is going on. It is a worldwide epidemic, and there is only one way of getting it turned around, and that is to come to our Blessed Lady, because this is her time. This is the time when she is going to crush the head of the enemy of our souls. But it is going to be similar to what happened back in 1570, and that is that the Battle of Lepanto was the last battle. It would have been the end if the Christian forces would have lost. In other words, Our Lady could have intervened at the beginning of the war. She didn't, because people didn't care. And the same is true today. Our Lady could have intervened 100 years ago, but she didn't. She could have intervened 300 years ago when all this started, the French Revolution. She didn't. Because all we have to do is look now at what's going on in Europe. It's become a spiritual wasteland. Oh, beautiful, beautiful churches that our ancestors built. And now, hardly anybody goes to them. They have become tourist places. But for the worship of God, hardly at all. And we are seeing the same thing happening in America now, because it took 150 years before it came here. And so we're a little bit behind as far as where they are in Europe. But we see the same tragedy, the same travesty happening. And so we have the same exact remedy. And that is Our Lady's Rosary. Our Lady will intervene. And she will intervene only when people have decided that they need to do something. Now, many of us have recognized this for a long time, and you might be saying, well, how come she hasn't? Because I know this already. Look around. There are tens of millions of people out there in this country that don't know that yet. A handful do, most do not. And until this gets pushed to the breaking point, then people will finally say something needs to happen. Then they will actually turn to God. Up to now, I mean, the ultimate in stupidity, but they think the government is going to fix this. The government is causing it. Give me a break. Do you think they're going to fix it? No. God is going to fix this, but only when we want it to be fixed. If we want to live like a bunch of pagans, God's going to say, fine, go live like a bunch of pagans. If you want to be Catholic, then get down on your knees and take out your rosary and start to pray. Live like a Catholic. But even among those who know, well, we'll pray the rosary, but then we still want to live like the pagans. There's no in-between in this. And that's exactly what all of us need to recognize. That's why this is going to continue to be pushed further and further. Our Lady will intervene when things are at their absolute worst. because that's the only way that humanity will wake up. So we need to pray, because this isn't just a battle for whether or not the land is going to become Muslim or Christian. This is a battle for souls. This is a battle for the church. This is a battle for our society. This is a battle for good and evil, for right and wrong, for the Lord or for Satan. And as I've told you many times and just mentioned a minute ago, there is no in between. It is one side or the other. Human beings don't like that. We just want to be in between. We just want to be like the Israelites when the prophet Elijah rose up and said, look, if Baal is God, serve him. If the Lord is God, serve him. And the people went, oh. Isn't that exactly what we're doing? Well, I don't know. Yeah, we do. We know what the truth is, and it's time that we reject the lie and that we choose the truth. But that's not the American way. We want to take a vote. We want to think that somehow or another, if all these people are, it must be right, or all those people wouldn't be doing this. So Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So where do we want to be? He said, be hot or cold, and we just want to be lukewarm. We don't really want to make a choice. We don't really want to do what we're supposed to do as a country, as a society, and even as a church. So if God has given you the grace to be able to see that, praise him and thank him. And do not despair. That's what's starting to happen. People are getting frustrated because it hasn't happened in their time. Look around. Could things get worse? Oh, yeah. Has the economy crashed yet? Has the stock market crashed yet? Have the churches been closed down again yet? Are there ways that things could get worse? Yeah, real quickly. So therefore, if Our Lady will intervene when things are at their worst, then obviously it's not time for her to intervene yet. But what is time is for us to pray. For us to pray for souls, for us to pray for the church, for us to pray that all this gets turned around. Because it's through the grace of people's prayers that not only do we keep ourselves on the right track, but through prayer, we're going to bring about the conversion of others. Through prayer, we're going to bring about the turnaround of our society. Through prayer, we're going to bring about the victory of our Blessed Mother as she crushes the head of the ancient serpent. That's why she gave us the rosary. So we saw a foretaste of this back in 1570. We're going to see a profound fulfillment of it in our own day. And the question each one of us has to ask is, am I going to be part of it? Do I want to be lukewarm and sit up in the cheap seats and watch? Do I want to be on Satan's side and just feed my desires? Or do I want to be on the Lord's side? Through his mother, he gave us the weapon for this war. It's the Holy Rosary. We need to take it up. We need to pray it, and we need to remain faithful to it, and to be confident, filled with hope, because we know who's going to win. Yeah, it looks like we're losing, doesn't it? It looked like we were going to get squished at the Battle of Lepanto, too. We were outnumbered more than 2-1. And look what God did because of the prayers of the people. So the question is, are we going to have confidence? Are we going to remain faithful? And are we going to actually be part of this? Only you can make that choice for yourself. You're being given the opportunity. And it is the greatest privilege since the time that the apostles were there with Jesus. And since you and I couldn't be there, God has given us this time now. This is the greatest privilege in the history of the church, other than to be one of the apostles back then. you have an opportunity to be part of it. That's the invitation being given to you. So if you can already see it, that's because God is giving you the grace to have your eyes and your mind and your heart opened. Now it's a question of what comes next. Are we going to engage the battle? Or are we going to run away from the battle? That's the choice that we have to make. We have the weapon. Every one of us is armed and dangerous when it comes to Satan's perspective, because you have a rosary, the weapon of this battle that is going to defeat and chain up the vile creature. And as we read in the book of Revelation, he will be chained up and cast into the fiery furnace. That's through the rosary, the chain that will bind him. That's what you and I can be a part of. And to help our Blessed Lady to do our part to save souls, to save our society, ultimately to save our church.